Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, does... knows the 49ers and Eagles both extremely well. He'll be joining us at 1 o'clock today, and we are going to be heavy on Niners, Eagles, because what else is there to be heavy on right now? I mean, this is as good as it gets, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It starts tomorrow. Actually, tonight we got a college game. Winner goes to Indiana, Oregon.
So I heard that
championship game.
Yeah, I heard that college game was a good game last night.
Man, Miami was great.
Did they win late, or did they get a hold, or what happened?
They won late. Yeah,
they scored late
with his legs, ran it in. Great game,
Miami.
Yeah, the U, Michael Irvin, BTA.
So let me guess, the national championship games. What, March is going to be in March?
That's pretty good.
There's usually like a 4 week layoff now. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about the Niners, what's at stake, just your expectations going into this game. We know it's going to be a tough game against the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. We know the 49ers are a little bit undermanned. But what do you expect out of them in Philadelphia? I mean, I expect them to be competitive. I expect this to be a ball game. I really do. And if it's not, one way or the other, we'll talk about what happened on Monday. But you know, I just don't know what's going to happen. I could see it all. I could see the Niners getting blown out. I could see the Niners losing by a little. The only thing I can't see is a 49er blowout of the Eagles. That's the only thing I can't see.
Look at you. And what if that were to happen? That would be on brand, right? Like, damn.
I mean, this kind of reminds, well, it doesn't really, but, you know, it's kind of, it feels like the going into that first Rams game with Mac Jones, or second Rams
Thursday
game.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
The second one here.
No, I'm sorry. The game they won,
yeah,
the first game
Thursday
against
night.
The Rams.
Yeah, I got you.
It feels a little like that. Nobody expected anything out of that team in that game.
I like that.
And they went in there and pulled a big upset, and I think something like that's going to have to happen Sunday, obviously.
Well, yeah, and how many times... You know, has the station, you and I, just been fascinated with the touches when you use the Christian McCaffrey calculator and you talk about what he did in the air and what he did on the ground. Steinie, last week, again, I'm just on that, he only touched it combined in the air and on the ground 14 times. A lot of reasons, not all his fault by any stretch, but the bottom line is, if they're going to win this game, that number needs to be 25 to 30, right?
See, this is what I always...
It just has to.
This is what I'm always not confused about, but wonder about, is was how big of a reason was McCaffrey himself as to why the running game didn't get off the ground against Seattle?
Well, they lost the time of possession. That has a lot to do with it, but that's where I'm going. Like,
yeah,
those numbers need to be fat. Like,
exactly.
25 to 30, and then to your question, well, Guru, why? Well, Seattle was dominating. There were a lot of three and outs, you know?
That's why.
That shocked me. I know Seattle's good, but it shocked me.
And that's why they've got to move the ball.
Yep,
they have to move the ball, obviously. They're not going to win a possession. They're not going to win. It's going to be hard to see them win if they lose the possession battle, because...
37 to 22 minutes if you care about it, last Saturday.
Like, I feel like the only way you win games when you lose the possession battle is if you are making some big plays.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen the 49ers make a lot of big plays this year. So then that means they have to maintain the ball, and that's where McCaffrey comes in.
Yeah. Seattle ran 67 to 42. You know, 25 more play. Just think of that's a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Depeche in Danville. How you doing, Depesh? What's going on?
I'm doing well, Steiny Guru.
Hey.
Always enjoy having talking to you guys. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Banter is always entertaining. I'm going to say something that may be a little off track here.
Uh-oh.
The Seattle game loss, and just work with me on this one, and I'd love to get your comments on the other side. I'll hang up. Other callers are online. I think the Niner loss to Seattle was such an outlier. It was not about scheme. It wasn't about CMC dropping. It was not about 17 tackles or 18 tackles mixed. They dropped in 13 and 17, and they convert. I think there was one common theme throughout that game when Niners lost. And I think what was common throughout offense, defense, was they were fatigued. They had played three games, I believe. Somebody can do the math. I don't want to quote the wrong number. I think they had played three games in 15 days or something, the way the scheme and schedule worked out. They were just plain tired. And you could see it by middle of first quarter. It was not about X's and O's and this and that. I'd like to get your comments on the other side. Was the loss because of X's and O's, or was the loss because of something as simple as a team that's fatigued, playing three games in 15 days, and they're well-rested now? I think they have a better-than-puncher's chance of beating Philadelphia. I personally believe that Brock Purdy is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts, and Jalen has won Super Bowl, so nothing. I'm not subtracting anything from that. But I think, I think Niners could, I would put it 50-50 chance of winning this. They have home field advantage and all that stuff. But I'd like to get your and other folks' comments on the loss to Seattle. Was it really scheme and X's and O's, or was it really fatigue that had set in? I'd love to get your comments, gentlemen. Right. Have a fabulous Friday.
You too.
And go Niners.
Well, let me go first here, Goo.
Go ahead.
He's addressing something that Matt Barrows wrote about today. In the Athletic, and it's, yes, the 49ers have played, what, three games in whatever it is, 13 to 15 days. So here's Kyle Juszczyk. This is what he said about it. You know, I almost hate to bring it up because people say, oh, they're making excuses. But I think we played three games in 13 days, and at the end of a season, that definitely does add up. So, yeah, I absolutely think there's some fatigue issues going on here. And then one more just small point is, like I said, we got Ross Tucker in here at 1 o'clock, and I was watching the Eagles game, and he was on the call, and the Eagles had a lot of their second unit players in, right?
Right.
And
a lot of fans were mad.
Yeah. And he made the point, early in the fourth quarter of that game that those guys aren't used to playing a whole game. Like, they're just not, they're not ready to play a full game, and he was like, the Eagles' subs are absolutely gassed. So I wonder how much of that is we've got second-line players now being asked to play a full football game, which they haven't done in the pros yet.
Well, that's interesting, but you know me, Stani, and I love you, Depesh, but, you know, the Seattle defense, to me, was the reason that game went that way. But let's just say Depesh is right. Then, Stani, should Niner fans be more frightened that you're gonna add to that formula, because you're gonna have a game, you know, this Sunday, and that would be four and however many days. Like, I mean, you were at home, and again, I've never put on pads in the NFL, Stani, but you know how I am. Like, no, there was too much riding on that for that to be it. But you know, you said it. I don't play, but as a fan, I hate to hear that. Because everybody's got a story, and it kind of just goes back to the injuries. Everybody's got a story, but I just saw Seattle dominate the Niners. And then I'll say this to that too, Stani. Where was that talk when you were throwing the ball all around the yard and Purdy was dancing and doing the running man and everything then when it was going your way?
I mean, you know, this is a game where they know they're going in, you know, a little bit. Obviously, a lot on the defense, undermanned, but the other thing that's, I don't know if it's been frustrating, but one of the things I'm trying to measure here, because let me just take you through it.
All right.
There's been a sentiment that some people feel like, you know, the 49er fans, just some, you know, are overly pessimistic about this game, and I wonder how much last week's game is the reason that you were pessimistic about this week's game. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Is it just because Seattle did to them, did to the Niners what they did? You know, let me ask you, if the 49ers would have lost just a heartbreaker 2017 in which, you know, they played really good, really well, and they lost at the end, and it was just a tough loss. Would we? I think some people would feel better going into Philly.
And I'm one
of
them.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm one of them, and I think that's okay. And that's just not Niner Bay Area related. It's what Evan and I were preaching in the office with the boss, talking to you. Like, that was not a reality check, but it was a test, Donnie. It was a true test of, okay, there are no injuries. I can't say that. You were out your left tackle and your starting wide receiver, or your number one per se. But, I mean, man, that was sobering. So Philly is just as good, if not better. They're defending champs in Seattle's defense. So I lost some confidence in the offense going out in Philly and maybe, doing what they did against Chicago. But let's just say Depeche is right. I would feel better as a Niner fan if I really went to bed thinking, you know what, a lot of that 13-3 was, we were kind of gassed. I don't know, you know, many alpha males and Lorenzo Neals of the world and Brian Baldingers would you know, say, hey, that was it. It's like, you got to play, man. It's a long season. Conditioning is a part of it. So,
well, I just think I go back to Nahigi and what he said in the beginning of the year about this season and how, you know, he was smart enough to look at the schedule and know that a theme is going to be, you know, how good are they really? And I do think that obviously when the schedule was the schedule, that's what people are going to say. And the 49ers went through the regular season and they did everything they could have been asked to do with that schedule. And I think, because of the last game of the year, which was against Seattle, I think we're all in the same spot. And I'm not saying one game determines it, but I think we're all in the same spot. Was last week's game an outlier? Or are we going to watch another 49ers game and say, holy Toledo, we can't move the ball and couldn't against these last two opponents? Like, in that sense, I do think it's a important game for the Niners.
And offensively too, though, if you allow, Stoney, I've said all week, that part about you putting it on the offense, because those words came out of my mouth. I said, your best defense is your offense, and they were rolling. So now I got to keep it real, and I am. They're two scoreboards. I know you're going to be, oh, no, people are whatever. There's one scoreboard. I get it. But, man, if this season somehow comes to a screeching halt, you want to know our offense is up there. We put up some points against a damn good stout defense, because I don't know what that was last Saturday. And if that is truly indicative who the Niners are against top-tier defenses, Donnie, then you got major problems.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, Ross Tucker coming up in a couple hours at 1 o'clock, NFL Odyssey Insider. I mean, the perfect guy to talk about both teams.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Doug. Doug's in Wichita. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Sure.
Look at him.
I've got, hey, man, all day, every day. Red and gold till I'm dead and cold. I got a couple of responses, man. So if you suffer me a moment or two. First of all, the question was asked earlier, I think, about if we lose a close game, if we win a close game, you know, these different scenarios. Mm-hmm. What does that mean about the team? You know what it means? It means we win a close game or we lose a close game. Because all year long, we've been having these hits with the injuries, okay, whatever. But if I'm not mistaken, we have not lost two games in a row all year. Not once. If mm-hmm. we lost, we came right back and won again. And then we went on a nice little win streak here again until Seattle came to town and punched us in the mouth like they are wont to do, because they are a good defense this year. Is that a one-off game? Okay, I'd like to call it that, but I don't want to take anything away from the Seahawks. They played a great game. And the Niners, hey, we're going to rebound. I have no concern about losing this game. That don't mean I'm betting the house that we're going to win. It just means I ain't worried about it, because we got a good team. even with the injuries, even with the guys having to step up and all that kind of nonsense. Hey, it's football. This is how you play the game. And you play to win. Right, Herm? Right, Doug? Thanks, man. Hey, check this. The last caller said, was bringing up the question about fatigue, okay? And I'm like, okay, I guess that's a good excuse, except we held Seattle where our defense, who would be suffering the most from fatigue. Not your offense, it's your defense. Right. They're the ones that have to react to everything. Offenses dictate what the defenses have to do, unless you're just, you know, the 86 Bears or, you know, the 2000 Ravens. Otherwise, our defense only gave up 13 points. Yeah, they might have been tired, but guess what? They were kicking butt and being tired. So I ain't trying to hear that either. Guess what, guys? Seattle beat us, and we beat them the first week. Yay. It happens. It's football, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. Bang, bang, Niner gang. I want to see a march to the Super Bowl in their own backyard. Let's go.
Appreciate it, Doug. Thanks for the call.
He's ready. But, Johnny, he said fatigue. He wasn't buying it because the defense did only give up 13. A lot of big plays and yardage, but they only gave up 13.
I mean, the score was a score. And, you know, the 49ers offense could have changed the time of possession game if they would have been able to move the ball better. But I do hear what he's saying, what Doug is saying about, okay, you had a really good regular season. You got beat on the last day of the year by Seattle. And you probably played their worst game of the year? Well, maybe not played their worst game of the year, but it was their worst performance.
Right, offensively.
Yeah, of the year. So, okay. The one thing I firmly believe, like, the Seattle game doesn't mean anything right now. It means nothing. Like, weirdly, I think it's going to mean more after the Eagles game because we don't know if it's an outlier or not. If the 49ers go to Philly and somehow win, then you know what we'll say? Well, they got to figure out a way to beat Seattle because 2 weeks ago, Seattle just dismantled us. But if they don't score a lot of points, then we might have a little bit bigger of an issue.
I want to go Jay-Z, and you're saying, why would you say Jay-Z, Goo? He had one of his greatest albums. It's called The Blueprint. And what if the Seattle game does mean something? Now, you could laugh, Stani, as you sip your water, but the bottom line is, what if Philly, copycat league, looks at what Seattle did, and they got the same, or their skill set mirror, their play, you know what I mean? And they try to just basically duplicate that. And I'm sure Philly does its own thing, but that's what scares me about the Seattle game
sure.
and how recent it is. And I'm all over here, but Stani, let me just, and we could throw it out to the listeners. I mean, the Niners win this game because, like, how do you see them winning this game?
Oh, I good question. I think they're going to need definitely a turnover.
Well, I have two. I'm getting greedy.
Like, to me, what the 49ers in the league has proven to me this year is your defense doesn't have to be great. It doesn't. Can it force one turnover? You know, can it force one turnover? Can it get two situational stops? And then can they bend and not break? And if you do those three things, maybe you only hold them to 20 points, two touchdowns, two field goals.
What if D'Amador and Lenore pulled up on us and said, Steiny, we did that Saturday. So much people say we gave up big plays, we only gave up 13 to the Seahawks.
No.
Our offense let us down.
No, I mean,
That performance by the defense, as bad as I'm saying they played, that would constitute and qualify to what you're saying.
Well, first of all, they would take 13 points. Yep. If the Eagles score 13 points, I think the 49ers obviously would take that right now. I'm just saying, you know, the offense, to me, the offense has to help the defense more than the defense has to help the offense.
It's the strong
defense
point of
your
might
team. Not be able to help the offense.
You're right.
But, you know, again, last week, they started the game with a recipe for a victory. What do you mean? They got a situational stop on the first play of the first series of the game where it could have been
a
changer. Well, they didn't take advantage of it.
They went 3 and out, Stani.
Exactly.
Twice.
Exactly. Let's go to Matt in San Francisco. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Man, what a beautiful, beautiful day in San Francisco, California. And I get to talk to Stein and Guru. What up, guys?
What's up, baby?
Hey. Hey, man, you know, gosh, I've been sick to my stomach, and, you know, I know this ain't the Jim Rome show, but I got a serious beef. And, you know, this beef is with some of the so-called faithful. And it's on the Twitters, and it's on the Reddits, and I'm not naming names, but it's some of the faithful that have a show on this station. And all week, people have been holding a damn funeral and saying their eulogies on this Niners 25-26 season. And y'all acting like all season long, we haven't been saying there isn't one team in this league that's dominant. And that this is the most wide open year in the last 20 NFL seasons. And now it's oh, we have no shot, season's over. Like what? It's such a weak mentality, and the Eagles ain't that good.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, Matt, real quick. Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm going to guess
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Not from San Francisco. Where are you from, buddy?
You would guess correctly. I moved to San Francisco about 10 years ago.
All right.
So yeah, I mean, it's
from where?
Ridiculous, though.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Mississippi.
All right, welcome.
Mississippi.
Welcome to the Bay 10 years late.
But tell me, God, it's ridiculous. Guess what? You're still the 49ers.
Right.
And I know if they're going to win this game, right, they've got a puncher's chance. But you still got big, you know what, Brock? You still got Georgia, and you still got CMC. And we all know how prideful and smug Kyle Shanahan is, if nothing else. Take solace in the fact that he will not have two bad games in a row.
Yeah, that's right? You know what? Hey Matt, I'm gonna end it there. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. That's a good point. Like, you said, well, what if the Eagles try to copy what Seattle did? I'm not sure if they're gonna or they're not. Yeah. But this one's, Kyle and Brock both have to be better. Like, I get it. Brock may not have, Brock may have to make 3 to 5 plays against the Eagles on Sunday that are improbable. And they're going to be plays where if he doesn't make them, you're going to understand why he couldn't make them, because he will have been swarmed. But, you know, can he turn a couple of those into backbreaking first downs on third down or something like that? It's going to take some things falling into place. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And as much sweet nothings as I whisper at Kyle Stoudy, I told you a couple of weeks ago, you and Evan, that I just love the coordinator component of these games, too. And Vic Fangio, you know, it's been a while, 2018. He's had some success against Kyle Shanahan teams. So we'll see how that plays out. But you are right. They have not lost. The caller brought it up. Depeche, 2 in a row. And that caller saying, I mean, because Kyle's game, we can say he had a bad night Saturday, right? That's fair. Everybody offensively did.
Yeah.
That just can't happen. Like, is it going to happen again?
You know, it's funny you say that. I wonder if Kyle Shanahan looks in the mirror and said, I had a bad night.
I would love
to
know
the answer.
Or does
he look in the mirror and say, I thought we were in good position. I think I did what I needed to do. We're not good enough, or we didn't execute.
I'm missing your left tackle and you're supposedly one wide receiver. I'm not. If we're going to talk about Depeche calling in fatigue, Stoney, that's a big deal. Missing your left tackle. Every team has a story. I get it. And your supposed number one receiver, your deep threat, what have you, or your game breaker. They didn't have that. I'm going to just put that there. And hopefully they have it this week.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners at Eagles Sunday at 1:30. By the way, how you guys watch a big game like this if you're not going and it's on the road? You guys like goo and you need to lock in solo, or you like to be around other fans to commiserate and celebrate? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.